My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, what is today? Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, Central Virginia area. And welcome to today's podcast. I see Laura's with us bright and early complaining about it being cold up in Ottawa. Yeah, I can imagine. Below zero, some snow expected. Mike's with us. Hey, Mike. Joanne's here. Good to see all you guys bright and early this morning. All right, not a whole lot of news today, folks. The main story, lead story this morning is Royal Caribbean cancels another month of Haiti. This one's just for Mike. UK superstar to perform on Iona. Culinary exploration at sea. And a famous statue on the Carnival Firenze. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today, folks, is National Ravioli Day. I have no idea who comes up with these ideas. It's also the first full day of spring. So many people have a misconception about ravioli. You think ravioli is the stuff that comes out of the Chef Boyardee can. Well, that's nothing like real ravioli. Real ravioli is really good. I do enjoy that. It's cooked the right way. You know, one of the few things I liked about the years that I lived in Pittsburgh, the horrible person that I was married to was a wonderful cook. And ravioli was a regular. Amanda does a pretty good job with ravioli here, too. So let's see. I see Bob popped in. Hey, Bob, Katie's here. Good to see all you guys this morning. All right, that's it. What's going to be in the way of news this morning. However, we got a couple things to talk about. You know, I promised you yesterday that I would. I had failed to load Mike and Donna Phillips' latest from Hamilton, Bermuda. They're not on a cruise. They're doing a vacation there. So they finally got to the fort there. And, of course, that's the two of them in front of this gorgeous cathedral there. They went toward down on Front Street. They stopped at Old Salty Bastards. I can say that because it's a name. I think I can say it at least. But anyway, that's my kind of bar, actually. So, let's see, son, what was that one? The captain is always right, and I'm the captain. That's a mariner's rule. All right, so can't see what that was. That's the inside of the cathedral. All right, and they went to It was a hotel for dinner. And that doesn't appear that all the pictures loaded. Let me see if I thought I had the name of the hotel. That would be typical of me to not have the name of where they were eating. And I sure don't. Well, anyway, it's one of the nice restaurants there in Hamilton on Front Street. I can tell you that much. But anyway, they had an Aperol spritzer. You know, that's one of the things that Elizabeth likes to drink. Well, they had Aperol spritzers. And then the main meal was a veal Milanese with pasta and risotto with Bermuda spiny lobster. That looks kind of yummy. And for dessert, they had a warm baked fresh apple. I'll probably pronounce this wrong. Galatea or something like that. Some G Italian name. I don't have Dennis here to help me. And then after dinner, they had some limoncello. So Elizabeth also makes a pretty mean limoncello, too. She makes right there every year when she's got people coming in. So pretty good stuff. All right. Before we actually get to the news portion of today's show, don't forget two things coming up. We've got, three things coming up. Still got some openings on the Alaska cruise. This thing's going to sell out, folks. So if you're interested, let me know really soon. I'm really surprised that the prices haven't changed, but they haven't. So that tells me we're getting close to selling out. I know balconies for more than two people are non-existent, totally non-existent. Got plenty of openings on the Boston to Quebec cruise on the Norwegian Gem. By the way, the Alaska's on the Grand Princess. And the Quebec back to Boston cruise the following week, of course, is on the Gem also. And that's going to be Hot Air Tom and I. Mary Ellen booked on Boston to Quebec yesterday. Mary Ellen Haddock has been on several cruises with me now. And also booked on both ends of that. Suzanne Rager that was on, I think she was on Norwegian Escape back in December, I believe. So these are folks that have sailed with me before that are joining us on that. But anyway, you got any interest, folks? Yeah, let me know. I know right now, at least today and maybe tomorrow, Norwegian has been including the free at sea on everything. So I'm not sure how long that's going to last. But at any rate, you might want to look into it. All right, of course, we've got the Will Spring Celebration going on right now. Brought to you by Will Power Chair and Scoot Around. It lasts all month. If you purchase a Model F, that's the lighter weight fold-up one, or a Model C2, that's what I use, you will receive $250 toward accessories. The offer is valid until March 31st. If you should go to the Scoot Around store website or call the toll-free number, tell them code CHILLIE, C-H-I-L-L-I-E, code CHILI. Don't know who that is. When you purchase a chair, you will not only get a discount for the chair, but you'll also get the $250 in accessories. That's the Will Spring Celebration. It lasts until March the 31st. So, all right, the top news story today, folks, comes from Royal Caribbean. Now, before I get to that, I can't slide by without mentioning the cruise ship Doctor Group Cruise. You're going to be hearing quite a bit about that. As a matter of fact, I understand that there's going to be an article about this, and at least about cruise ship Doctor, and they're going to mention the cruise in the L.A. It wasn't the L.A. Times, L.A. Express. I know. One of the L.A. newspapers. So there's going to be a story in it soon. So looking forward to sailing with Gerald Ivan, his pen name, of course, Ivan Cox. I'm definitely going to be on this, folks. So you can join me on that, too. When we get our all of our stuff finished up and everything, that'll go on the list of Cruise with CHILI cruises. In case you want to join us, come on with it. We'd love to have you. Love to have as many people as possible to promote the cruise ship Doctor. He used to be a cruise ship doctor, folks. It's a work of fiction and a work of comedy, but I mean, it's based in pure real fact. As a matter of fact, he was wrote it about a Norwegian ship and going to the Eastern Caribbean, where we're going to be going on the Norwegian Epic for this cruise. So a lot of reasons to join us on that one, folks. All right, now on to the main story today. Comes out of Labadee once again. Royal Caribbean, due to the tensions in Haiti not appearing to ease in the near future, Royal Caribbean is making the bold move to preemptively cancel calls to its private island destination of Labadee at least a month in advance. This gives the cruise line ample time. Get the tongue working right, or the lips, one or the other. One of them screwing up. Ample time to arrange alternative ports of call as well as to notify impacted guests, so they can adjust their travel plans, so et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And while changing any itinerary on short notice is not ideal, safety of the guests and crew members, of course, is the top priority of the cruise line. All ships sailing to Labadee in the next month are impacted. Depending on the ship, the sailing date, and the cruise route, a bunch of different alternatives are being confirmed. Should be noted that these itinerary changes are being made in an abundance of caution. There's not been any direct violence reported in or near Labadee. Instead of Labadee, Royal Caribbean is arranging different options that will have minimal impact on the guest cruised itineraries. These options vary for different ships and sailing dates and must factor in port berth availability, sailing time, and other considerations. So far, they've scheduled some ships to Grand Cayman, some to Falmouth in Jamaica, to Puerto Plata, which is fairly close to Haiti. I mean, it's on the same island, Hispaniola, just on the other side of it. Extra days in Coco Cay, and even to Grand Turk. So, Carnival is helping out and letting them bring some of their ships into the Carnival facility at Grand Turk. Anyway, those are among the alternatives, and there could be more, and there could be changes. So if you're sailing in that part of the world and we're scheduled to go to Labadee, we'll promise you one thing, things are going to change. Don't be upset. At least you're getting a cruise and you're getting a safe cruise. But yeah, no, you're not going to Labadee. You're going to be going someplace else. So, I mean, undoubtedly, Royal Caribbean is going to stay on top of the situation because they want to get things back to normal, you know, as quick as they can. They don't like to disrupt plans for people. Although I fuss at them for doing it too often. But yeah, they want things back to normal. They want that violence gone, too. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories. Not a whole lot today, but a couple more. After a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, the next story this morning, folks. It's for Mike over in the UK. And anybody else in the UK. We have more than just Mike. But Mike's with us every day. One of the UK's top superstars, a performer who was voted best British songwriter of all time. You know, there have been some pretty good songwriters over there, folks. Anyway, he's going to take stage on board P&O cruise ship twice in the fall of 2024. That's this year, to perform charity shows. Gary Barlow, former frontman of the band Take That, will be the star musician on two cruises from Southampton. Barlow will perform two charity concerts on board P&O's Iona in September and October of 2024, with ticket proceeds to benefit two organizations, Teenage Cancer Trust and the Child Bereavement UK. Barlow is a singer, songwriter, record producer, and TV personality, was lead singer of Take That from 1990 to 1996. He developed a wildly successful solo career and in 2009 was voted best British songwriter of all time. Barlow also is known for serving as a judge on the hit TV show The X Factor, has won 8 Brit Awards, and sold 45 million records. Not bad. Both of Barlow's performances will be held aboard 14-night cruises operating round trip from Southampton. The first departure is on September 21st. The second is on October 5th, tickets for Barlow's performances, I thought this was a pretty cool idea, will be offered as raffle tickets for £10, or 10 euros. I guess that's 10 euros. 13 US dollars, anyway, whichever it is. I never can keep that straight, folks. Anyway, it's 13 US dollars. So whichever one's the closest to that number. But they can only be purchased on board. So you got to book the cruise, and they're not bad. The prices aren't bad. One of them, I think, starts about $1,300 for 11 days. Not bad. The other one's like $1,100 for 11 days. So, and then you got to buy the raffle ticket on board. That's how they do the charity for the organizations. I think that's terrific. Anyway, congratulations to P&O. Congratulations to Mr. Barlow and all the folks over there that are going to get to go on a cruise and see a superstar. I like that. All right. The next story this morning, folks, comes from our friends over at Virgin, relaunching its passenger favorite, the third annual Eat and Drink Festival across its fleet. Virgin Voyages will offer a series of unique month-long onboard activities designed to celebrate the culinary arts and cocktail crafting. Taking place in July of this year, the festival will introduce several first-at-sea experiences, such as Fleet-wide Asian Night Market, where guests can explore the vibrant flavors of Eastern street food. A new six-course menu will debut across each ship's test kitchen, Virgin's unique dining concept that is designed as part of cooking school and part restaurant. Popular events like the Seven Seas Sippers, a cocktail shipwide treasure hunt, are also making a comeback across the fleet for the celebration. All right. I've never sailed on Virgin Voyages, and I know one of these days I'm going to have to do that. One of these days I will. All right, and the last story today, folks. The Costa Firenze is currently in Cadiz, Spain, undergoing her extensive renovation that will transform the ship into Carnival Firenze. Now, just days after the ship's register was changed to Panama, in a step that brings her closer to the Carnival debut, a familiar statue and piece of Carnival history has appeared on board. The famous replica of Michelangelo's Statue of David, a pivotal piece of Italian Renaissance sculpture, is now aboard Carnival Firenze and showcased in the ship's atrium. The occasionally controversial statue was a focal point aboard Carnival Pride for almost 20 years, showcased in the ship's specialty steakhouse, David's. In May of 2023, Carnival Pride went into a dry dock renovation that included rebranding the steakhouse, and the statue was removed at that time. Now, the near replica will be a great meeting spot for guests on board Carnival Firenze when she debuts on April 25th of this year for the first of two inaugural sailings to celebrate her addition to the fleet. All right, congratulations to Carnival and to the Carnival Firenze. See, Dennis, if you should be watching on replay, I do get some things right. Not all, but some things. I miss Dennis. I wish I knew where he was or how to get a hold of him. All right, let's go over and see who's fussing at me at the chat in the chat room. Let's see, how far did we get down here? Laura was talking about Mr. Groundhog is no longer her favorite critter. I can understand that, especially up there where you've had snow. We haven't had any snow here. We had it in the mountains a couple times, but none. Not much cold weather. I mean, we had a couple nights that it was below freezing and like two really bitter cold nights. But that's it. I mean, the rest of the time it's been like tonight. Yeah, it was 34 last night. Okay, so it's in the 30s. It's already 50. It's not even, you know, noon yet. It was 50 before I got on the show. So, I mean, I can't complain. Winter has been really mild here. And I know a lot of you guys aren't having that, but that's the way it's been here. All right, let's see. I got down to Bob and Katie, so that's where I was. Is there another port being replaced by Haiti? A bunch of them. Yeah, they're going to five or six of them. The one that kind of surprised me was two, Grand Cayman and ports in Jamaica. That to me seems like it's a pretty good, they're adding a pretty good amount of miles on. I mean, I could see Grand Turk, that would be awesome to pick up Grand Turk on a royal ship. I could see going over to Puerto Plata. I could see going to San Juan. But then again, maybe the ports are all tied up with other ships. So maybe the ones closest in the vicinity, you know, you can't get to. And, of course, we can't go to Cuba. That would have been a perfect place to go for some of the ships if they were small enough to get into Cuba. So, yeah, they're spreading them out. And I have a feeling, folks, this is going to continue. I don't see any sign of things getting much better in Haiti. I hope it does. But I'm just afraid somebody's going to go in there and make it worse. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. There's Hot Air Tom. Says, good morning, everybody. Having a tough time with the computer. Chili's technical problem has hit me. Well, at least it hasn't hidden here. And I never could figure out why I had that horrible echo yesterday. I did nothing, folks. I turned it off. You know, turned the show off like I always do. I processed the show like normal. And then when I went to do a video and put the headset back on, it was fine. No idea. Hi there, says, yikes, with all these ladies with chili, I might come back to the cabin and find a sack on the door. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Hi there, Tom. I was hoping you know what that means. Yeah, no. Hi there, Tom. I'm too old for that. I am way too old for that. You can put a sack on your head for all I care. But yeah, I enjoy sailing with the ladies. I have fun. I will have fun with everybody I sail with. Mary Ellen's been on, what's this, the third? Was she on Escape? I know she was on Epic and MSC. She might have been on, I believe she was on Escape also. She wasn't on Joy. That's what it was. She wasn't on Joy, but she was on Escape, Epic, and MSC. Magnifica. So this will be like the fourth time I've sailed with her. Or maybe she was on Joy and not on Escape. I don't remember. But anyway, and you know, she's one that is at breakfast almost every day with me. She gets up early. And she goes to a number of the meetings, and we end up at dinner most nights. Just like, so on Epic and Magnifica, it was Gary and Mary Ellen and me at dinner almost consistently every night together. So, yeah, she's a nice lady. She's lived a number of places. Now she lives in Pennsylvania. I think she's from California. She's lived in Texas. She's lived in Florida. She's lived all over the place. She lives right outside of Pittsburgh now. So, yeah. Hi there. You'll enjoy Mary. She's only doing one half of the trip. She's going from Boston to Quebec. She's not doing the double header. You don't have to, folks. You can do one leg of it. That's fine. Sonny says, Tom. Sonny, and the biggest problem is I paid for both of us to cruise. Maybe I should be the ladies or pimp and collect fees. Yeah, Hot Air. Chill. It's not like this is I'm doing a group cruise. You know, I'm seeing if anybody wants to sail with us, they can. Todd's here. Good morning, Todd. We cruised out of Civitavecchia and had the best pasta while in Rome. Yeah, they do it a special way over there. Todd says, I think we're down. They're just spinning. Sorry about that. I'm not showing any issues here. I can only imagine the menu, including activities on the chair around ship. Images are circling in my head. Yeah, stunning. That's true. Let's see if we get a blush out of Chili when he reads these. Yeah, no, I'm not blushing. I think you're an idiot. But then I think you're an idiot forever. So I just don't want you to insult my ladies. Any of them. Todd, you're making me hungry. Real pasta. Yeah, that's good stuff. We arrive in Civitavecchia on April 24th. Pasta. Yeah, of course, we're kind of short on time on that trip, if I remember correctly. We go from, that's at the end of the cruise. We got to get from Civitavecchia to Barcelona. We sail from Barcelona in like 12 hours or something. I think that's the tricky part on that one. I don't remember the schedule. I had too many things spinning in my head. Anyway, I'm letting Hot Air Tom take care of all of that. He'd go with it. Whatever he suggests, I'm good with it. You know? So, but I am looking forward to the gym. Number one. Now I've been to, up the New England coast. I've been to Halifax and New Brunswick 5-6 times, a bunch of times, but I've never been down to St. Lawrence. I've never been to Sydney, Nova Scotia. I've never been to Prince Edward Island. I've never been to Quebec or anything in between. So I am really looking forward to this cruise, not only with Hot Air Tom and now a couple more friends, but this is going to be a lot of new area for me. So I'm tickled about that one. Chili's Cruises, that's next year. Cindy and I will be in Civitavecchia, Rome next. Oh, that's right. You're going to Rome. I wasn't even looking at the date. Oh, you did say April 21st. Yeah, that's different than from our dates. Or if, whatever. I can't even keep track of that. All right. Yeah, you're heading there now. Yeah, you'll have good pasta quickly. I forgot that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Most of you know I got to go to the dentist at 2:00. I'm not looking forward to this at all, but got no choice. So, all right, everybody, as always, thanks for being here. Smash that thumbs up button. If you haven't subscribed, please consider doing so. We were at, 54.49 this morning or something like that. So we're almost, we're heading toward 5,500. So if you haven't subscribed, do that. And the bell notification tells you when I go live or when a new video is up. All right, that's it for today. Guys, as always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. Hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas, one place or another. Just jump in and let's roll. I'll see everybody tomorrow. Y'all have a great day.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.